Boise attorney Peter Richardson, who represents wind developers, calls the decision a mixed bag.
There's clear winners and clear losers, but I think overall for the state, it's a positive order.
The ruling is about more than wind development. It's about the many kinds of renewable power projects that sell power to the state's utilities. But it was the sudden proliferation of wind farms in Idaho that prompted the utilities, mainly Idaho Power, to complain to the Public Utilities Commission. They said the wind boom would drive up electricity rates. In one respect, the wind industry has won. Here's how. The decision says utilities have to honor their obligations to buy power from wind farms, even if those wind farms are producing a lot of power at times when customer demand is light. The state's utilities had asked for the right to curtail generation from some wind projects at times of low demand. Then there's the news that isn't good for would-be wind projects. For those projects to qualify under a federal law that requires utilities to purchase their power, they can be no larger than 100 kilowatts. That's much smaller than the previous size limit. Richardson says it all but guarantees that new wind projects are on hold. Idaho Power is still weighing the ruling, but spokesman Brad Bolin says the decision seems fair.
You know, the commission agreed with Idaho Power's position on some issues and had a different opinion on others.
He believes the commission heard Idaho Power's argument that renewable energy should not be allowed to drive up customers' electricity rates. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Molly Messick.